This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back up from Arizona on June 17th, next Saturday in Minnesota here. I don't want to hear any complaints from anybody because we're across the country every single month, and we've been doing this for 23 years. We are going to be protesting corporate Target concerning what they're advocating for and the crimes that they are advocating for against children. And I played this for you on social media platforms, but if you haven't seen it, it's blatant Satanism, and they are grooming children every step of the way. And if you don't think they're grooming children, I did want you to see this as well. Central Pennsylvania drag queen activist was charged with 25 counts of child pornography. It is a felony in this country. I need not say any more, friends. Our laws condemn this activity on so many different levels. So, with that said, let's pull Mike back up from Arizona. Mike, go ahead and make your point again. Sorry for cutting you off at such a short time there. We got Mike? Mike?
Yep.
Okay, Mike, go ahead. Yeah, I got you. Go ahead and make your point, please.
Don't get arrests made because prosecution doesn't want to deal with them. And, you know, what you're talking about in Madison this morning, and adultery is another example. The laws are on the books, but they won't be enforced because they won't be prosecuted.
Yeah, that's interesting because I had a representative probably 3 weeks ago on the show with us, and basically he was conveying to us how in the state of Minnesota they're trying to tear down the law that convicts the pedophile for preying on the children and actually committing the act. And if people didn't like the fact that their little boy wanted to be a girl and their little girl wanted to be a boy in the state of Minnesota, the governor signed on with a little boy dressed as a girl right next to him onto this legislation, as they call it, which is policy and it undermines law. What I did is I stopped them right there, Mike, and I asked them the question. I said, so you're a representative, and it's funny because, and I shouldn't say funny, it's not funny, but it's interesting how deceptive representatives are and those that are incumbent when you put the question to them because they think that they're impervious to the law, they're demigods, they're above the law. So what I did is I stopped the conversation and I said, so they can kidnap kids, the state can, and bring him to another state at will. And he said yes. And he just kind of said it lightheartedly. And I stopped it and I said, so let me ask you, what happens if that's your kid? And the whole conversation changed, and it was a law unto itself. You can teach people that way, as a matter of fact. Put the question to them. And I did. And he said, I wouldn't want to say on the air as to what I would do. So those prosecutors that are failing to enforce the law, then they must be dealt with. The same thing with the judges, because I'm looking at your state law right now. As a matter of fact, I have friends there. Sheriff Mark Lamb's a friend of mine. Also, Richard Mack, I know he's in your state. Tony Kern, he's a senator, and other people there as well. But as I'm looking at your state laws, it's dangerous crimes against children, 13-705, and then we have the molestation of a child, which they're trying to do right now, ARS 13-1410, sexual offenses, and the list goes on and on and on. and I'm sure it covers everything that we're talking about right now. So where does it come to the point then, Mike, since you're a former police officer, and by the way, thank you for your service, my friend, because we're with you, not against you. Where does it get to the point where the people take the prosecutors and the judges to task then? Because I know constitutionally they sit during good behavior, judges do in Article 3, Section 1, and that if we don't like what they're not doing, we can actually prosecute them for not upholding the law, which is found in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. From your bird's eye, or I shouldn't say that, from your inside experience with these prosecutors that are not upholding the law, what would you suggest to the people abroad as to how to take it to make sure that those that are making a prey of children are prosecuted?
Well, it all comes back to the elections, and you have to talk to the candidates enough, and you have to encourage them to enforce, to prosecute the laws that are there. But let me break away just a little bit. You talked about child abuse and so on. My wife is a forensic sexual assault nurse examiner, and for 20 years she dreamed about having a place where the victims could come to instead of the chaos at the police department, the chaos at the hospital. And so we finally were able to build a building. We've been in business for 5 years now, and we see about 300 victims a year, some rape victims, some most of them child abuse, unfortunately.
Yep.
And so we are keen on that. But let me state that it's called an advocacy center. It's actually Cochise County Family Advocacy Center, a.k.a. Lori's Place. And the conviction rates without an advocacy center are about 20% because you've got people dealing with that have no experience. When you have an advocacy center, they're all trained for just what they're doing, the conviction rate goes up to over 90%.
Yep. Pretty crazy. So you just said what we all needed to hear. One of the things that you just said, Mike, was we need to get to know the said representatives. I, with all due respect, if those that choose to run for office, they're all there to uphold the law. They're not up for election as to when we meet these representatives as if they agree with the law or they don't agree with the law. They swear to uphold the law. So I don't understand why people, and it's like the same thing with what we see concerning the judges across the country, not just representatives. Well, you know, it's this kind of a judge that we've got right now. Wait a second. We got a liberal judge right now. Wait a second. They all promised, yeah, both right and left, both promised to uphold the law, not to tear it down and to create one that looks like themselves. But this is what people have been conditioned to, is to believe that, well, if he doesn't believe it, he's not going to enforce it. Well, folks, then he is committing a crime against the very laws that he promised to uphold, and he must be held accountable. I don't understand that.
You're not going to get any argument out of me, but let me make one more comment. Our freshman representatives are going to be the ones that can change everything that we got now. We have got some real strong freshman representatives. I know a couple of them personally. I spoke to them before they were elected, got to know who they were. And when we get another chance in the next
election. Got about 5 seconds, Mike.
All right. We get more freshmen in there that really want to do their job and get rid of the people who've been there forever.
Amen. Thank you. We got to take a hard break. Sorry about that. Be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, I love this. Yes. Thanks for that call, Mike. I totally appreciate it. I was just there a week and a half ago. I missed you. I was actually in Glendale doing an event with senators and representatives there. And I could see that the people were a little hot under the collar, even with some of them. Because they're tired of hearing them say one thing in front of the people and then behind their backs doing something completely different. And to say that, I want to say this to what Mike just said, and he's in agreement, so I'm not backhanding Mike. But I want to say this. Our laws aren't up for election. And they aren't subject to the opinion polls that the mainstream media continuously contrives. Let me say it again. Our laws, our Bill of Rights, they're never up for election. And they aren't subject to opinion polls. You know, Abraham Lincoln said just get the public opinion involved. That's how you change laws. We're ruled by law. We're a constitutional republic. I don't care about what they say. When it comes about how they want to overthrow law and create a bunch of people to make war against God. No, we already know how that ends. And why they would choose that side, seeing what the Father did through the Son on Calvary, I have no understanding there at all. My carnal mind understands that in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14. And you can put that up against Scripture. That's where John 3:16 comes into play. Also 1 John 4:10. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that He laid down His life for us, that we ought to live unto Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a substitution, a propitiation for our sins. Why would we be at war with Him? Because we don't understand. But I want to say this again to what Mike just said. It's not contingent on what the representatives believe. They're not the law. They're the representatives. Yes, I agree we should get to know them because we need good men enforcing God's law so we can remain a free people. I totally agree with that. But they are not the embodiment of who our laws fall to. They are not the lawmakers or the lawbreakers. But what we see is a people in this country that have been conditioned to believe that the representatives can go any way that they want to. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. When the Republicans are in power, unconstitutional, the American people believe they're a government unto themselves. They can do whatever they want. Not true. And when the Democrats, unconstitutional party, when they're in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Oh, no, that's not true. How you've drank that Kool-Aid, friends, I have no idea, but too many people are playing right along concerning this political language that's been made to make lies sound truthful. It's not constitutional at all. You know what the word representative means in Webster's 1828? To show or exhibit by resemblance. A representative is there to represent the law that he swore to uphold. Period. All of this stuff going on with the sodomites across the country, that's state-sponsored. This shows you that the American people must get involved and begin to invoke Article 2, Section 4, impeach, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and prosecute. To go ahead and advocate for preying on children, genital mutilation, Satanism. This is what your silence has birthed, apostate professed Christians. This is what your silence has advanced and advocated for. Shame on you if you're a part of the problem. One of the things that I noticed too, with all due respect, because I had the conversation yesterday with our friend from Washington, concerning the older generation and the younger generation. See, what's happening is we're seeing now the older generation is now looking to the younger generation to fix what they failed to fix because they were too busy enjoying the prosperity that was bestowed upon them as a blessing from the Lord. The Lord will never bless you with prosperity only to forget the Lord that gave it. Folks, read Deuteronomy 6. He said, "Beware lest you forget." You know, the fact of the matter is prosperity has destroyed millions and millions upon of people in this country because they have forsaken the God that has given it. And how many people today are mad at the Lord for the things that He has not bestowed upon them? Because if the Lord would have gave it to you, you would have completely forsook Him right on the spot. Nope. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then these things will be added unto you. And then these things will be added unto you. But let me go back to this point. So now the older generation is looking to the younger generation to do for them what they failed to do for their own posterity. Oh my goodness. Really, can you make it up? No, you can't. Now there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, also John 3, 18 through 21. I'm not talking to those that have been in the fight their whole lives. I'm talking about to those that haven't. It absolutely amazes me how the older generation now wants to look for someone to save their backsides because they were too busy living their own selfish lives. Now they're looking to the kids to do for them what they failed to do. I brought this up yesterday, and I said I wanted to bring this about statistically, and I want you to hear this really quick. And then we'll see what happens. But if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by your children. Okay? I had a teacher complaining about her students at a high school assembly that I did in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And I looked at her and I said, "Why are you grumbling about those kids? You act as if you're not the one responsible for raising them up." That's right. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 22 that you are to train up a child in the way that he will go, and when he is old, they will not depart. It doesn't say anything about the child raising up the parents, does it? Nope. What you're seeing today is what John Wesley rightly said, the field prophet, back in England in the 1700s, what one generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace. Isn't that what you're seeing today? Yep. Isn't that what the Lord warned us of? Yep. Read Hosea 4 after verse 6, and you'll see where he says, you've forgotten my law, I'll forget about your children. I don't believe that he's forgotten about our children. He's just looking for those that are willing to go into the harvest field. You know, pray not, right, for 4 months before the harvest. No, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send in laborers into the field. Yep, that's what he's looking for. Faithful witnesses that deliver us souls. I said faithful witnesses, and that's what you're listening to right now. Yesterday when I got a call, I was put in question about the older generation who is in fact responsible for what's going on here. And the first thing that my mind went to was back to the 1960s, the early 60s, when the Supreme Court, here they are again, usurping their authority, acting outside of the scope of their authority given by the people that's been delegated to them. And what did they do? They went and they said, you know what, we can't have prayer in public schools. By the way, you never lost the right. You never lost the right. You can still do all of that. You've never lost the right. Just ask me. But the impression was that the Supreme Court stepped in and committed an oligarchy where few rule over many. And what they did is they basically said that a 22-word prayer was unconstitutional. This was in 1962. Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee, and we beg thy blessings upon us, our parents, and our teachers, and our country. The prayer acknowledges God the same amount of times that the Pledge of Allegiance and one quarter times as the Declaration of Independence, yet this prayer was somehow unconstitutional. Oh, P.S., the Supreme Court begins with a preacher standing up, ending in a prayer since 1777, God save the U.S. Right above their heads is Moses and the Ten Commandments. Did you know that? They also swore to uphold the laws, not to tear them down. But this is when the church capitulated Psalm 78, verse 9, rather than turned and faced off with their representatives lawfully. This is all a reflection of the American people and their ignorance and what it is that they're willing to tolerate. I mean, isn't it sick? Just speaking of the Supreme Court right now, isn't it a sick mindset that stands back and allows a bunch of corrupt reprobates, nine of them unelected bureaucrats that have been working for corporation after corporation that is working to destroy this country? Isn't it a reflection of the American people to sit back and say, what is the Supreme Court going to decide on this case when their job is to discover what God said and apply it to law? Oh, my goodness. Americans are gluttons for punishment and judgment, and that's why it's raining judgment right now. We're going to take a quick break. I'll take the phone call from New Jersey.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. Here's former FBI Special Agent Clint Watts.
He was sending mail bombs, I think as late as the 1970s, going well into the 1990s, if I remember correctly. And it was during the era when we were worried about domestic terrorism.
Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. Former President Trump is hitting the campaign trail just a day after being indicted in a classified documents probe. He's set to address GOP state conventions in Georgia and North Carolina. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson accusing the British Parliament of conducting a witch hunt against him. Johnson resigned from Parliament, stating that the House of Commons investigation into his Partygate scandal was an attempt to force him out. He believes the investigation is driven by a desire to seek revenge for Brexit and overturn the 2016 referendum. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
One 866 582 9933. Real quick, I'll pull you up in a moment, Sean. It's interesting. I just highlighted the prayer that was committed. Oh, actually, it was removed by the Supreme Court with Moses and the Ten Commandments over their heads, with the Bible under their hands, swearing to uphold the Lord's law, to discover it and apply it. Put Deuteronomy 25:1 in place there. And they said that it was an unconstitutional prayer, which I'm here to remind you, you've never lost the right. The American church forfeited it, okay? But what's also interesting to note is only 3% of Americans back in 1962 said they didn't believe in God. Folks, regardless, it matters not what they believe. We're a constitutional republic. If they don't like it, they can leave it. The Supreme Court sided with less than 3% of the population to remove God's prayer. And regardless of all of that, 97% of the American people let them get away with it. Now, let me ask you the question, reverting back and going full circle, was it the older generation dropping the ball and turning and tucking tail in the face of what they should have dealt with, Psalm 78, verse 9? Or was it the younger generation that tucked tail? Nope. It was the younger generation at that point now becoming subject to everything and protected from nothing. I mean, just think about it, folks. 11 years later, then the same court said it's okay for a woman to murder her baby. There's no constitutional provision for anybody to murder a baby. The Lord said, thou shalt not murder. It's the sixth commandment. not what you have laying at your feet, because Americans allowed a small portion of people to commit the crimes against heaven and the shedding of innocent blood. You have 70 million babies on your hands, their blood. And don't forget that 2 Kings 24, verse 4 tells us that the Lord will not pardon it. You go ahead and act out all that you want to, but look what's happening. Judgment's beginning to go forward upon the heads of the guilty, isn't it? Yep, on so many different levels. When you allow a government to commit the act of murder, do you think that that's not aimed at you at the end of the day? Oh, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I totally forgot about that, and I want to show everybody this. This is in Minnesota, as a matter of fact, speaking of which, that particular topic. I want you to see it because this criminal right here, Tim Walz, who's from Nebraska, somehow he got voted in, just like as the governor of the state of Minnesota. He's from Nebraska, and Keith Ellison, that crook, is from Michigan, and they want people in the state of Minnesota to believe that we voted these guys in. No, we didn't. No, it's called voter fraud. We all know this. But look at this. Minnesota governor now says he signed a bill letting babies die who survive abortions. What happened to, if it's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws based on common law, it's null and void? See, the American people are foolish enough to believe that these criminals, and criminals they are, can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. No, they can't. No. Your ignorance is what's forging your chains, friends. This guy should be rounded up lawfully and held accountable for his crimes against the innocent blood and the other crimes that he's advocated for concerning that against children. Genital mutilation, kidnapping children. By the way, the state has no children. How's he doing that? Through the ignorance of the people. I mean, they're grooming children right in front of your faces. And going back to the point, friends, 70 million babies, their blood's on our hands. And we're going to stand back and still act as if this has nothing to do with us before the Lord and our responsibility? Oh, that's not a good place. Proverbs 7:2 tells us, keep thy commandments and live. I'm going to come right back to what we were talking about concerning the older generation and the younger statistically, and I'll get to that in just a moment. We got Sean calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the show. What say you, my friend?
I say hello. How is everyone on this blessed day?
Good. I'm doing great. We just got a little rain. We needed it. So everybody's happy over here. How about you?
I am blessed by the best, brother, despite my mountain of mess. And I got to tell you, that pile of pebbles gets bigger by the day because I am human. I'm a sinner. As long as I can wake up each and every day and remember that it is a gift, a blessing, not a promise.
Yeah, but that mess has all been washed away in the blood of Jesus Christ, my friend.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Well, I am still young and still continue to stumble, right? I mean, each and every day we have our struggles, do we not?
Yep. What's the point there, Sean?
Okay. So I guess my point is, when you were talking on the older generation, the younger generation, I'm 44, so my viewpoint on it is this. It's actually, we should all own it. Because after the Depression and then the World Wars, they rewrote the history.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then they started teaching education differently in school. Instead of teaching about the Revolution, it was all about the World Wars.
Yep.
I think two classes ahead of me were the last one to have civics. And, like, my grandparents were brought here when they were young from Cuba, so I heard my entire life about how communists can take your country and how quickly it can happen. It doesn't take long. It starts out slowly at first, and then when they can't hide it anymore, it's like a bulldozer. Right? So that's here now. And the reason for that is we have all been sleeping behind the wheel because we've been programmed to. See, these Christ spoke against the money changers the most, the old world bankers in today's terms. it goes back to the people who consider themselves the descendants of Cain. Canaanites, right? So these are the string pullers, the oldest of old, deepest pockets, and they're the shock callers behind all of this.
Okay. Can I answer two of the things, because you're saying a lot here? There's We're good. There's also a saying that the communists, they're only doing what the people are allowing them to get away with. They have a slogan or a motto that if you feel mush concerning the people's apathy and tolerance, go forward. Barack Obama used this constantly. It's a communist slogan. Forward, forward, forward. Yeah, that was going forward because the people were allowing him to commit the crimes, not once, but 1,163 times. That foreign criminal desecrated the memories of those that fought, bled, and died fighting against the same type of people in third world countries. And the American people have been conditioned to accept it in their own backyard, not realizing those that are at Arlington or Veteran Memorial graves all across the country actually stood against it, and they sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have because of their sacrifice. Okay, so that's ignorance number one. But there's another part of that too, Sean, is if you feel mush, proceed. That's what they say. But if you feel the people steal, retreat. See, the problem is, and let me equate that to Benjamin Franklin when he said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. That's exactly what the American people have done. They've allowed their said representatives to become their Christ in idolatry and follow them all the way to hell, regardless if they told the truth or not. And the people failed to respond to those that are supposed to represent them. Because if the American people would lawfully deal with their said representatives, the buck stops here, the communists couldn't do what the communists do. Because the said representatives, as we well know, are the ones that are the gatekeepers or the doors that all of these policies are that are coming through those doors that are destroying this country. They're destroying law through policy, and it's our representatives doing it, and they must be held accountable. So that was my second thought. My third one was this. The Bible is clear in Matthew 13:25. While men slept, the enemy came and sowed, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Yep. America has slept with their eyes wide open. And she's been indulged and allured and enticed by the very things that Jesus condemned. And yet they call themselves Christians. That blows me away. It really does. And they are going to have to take responsibility, regardless if they like it or not, in this life and in the next, for what they did and what they didn't do. Okay, go ahead. Next point.
Amen, brother. That rocks my socks off, right? So this goes back to where I was getting to in the story. How's the audio? I'm sorry. I'm outside the window.
You're good. You're good.
So once they rewrote the history after the World Wars and started teaching differently in school, that's when the removal of God really ramped up, right? So now the American people, because of a very rapid chain of events, have been conditioned to be removed from God. And then you have in the 60s all the radical hippies that were fighting the man. Well, they're now the ones teaching the kids who are warping and even further removing our kids from God.
Yep, so let me go back to that. So the church's responsibility was to be the light of the world, the moral compass of society. They gave that up. Their derelict of duty, they gave that up.
They gave it up for tax exemption.
I'm not going to go there. That's not my point right now. You're talking about indoctrination right now. That may be a part of it, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about public schools. It's the 86%, which I'd ask you to put that up against those that profess to be Christians in this country. It was a little leaven that leavened the whole lump. It didn't start this fast. It didn't get to this point overnight. It happened over time. So where is the church, the 86% in this country during that particular time? I'll answer that. Thank you for the call, Sean. I got more calls. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We got one more segment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. I didn't mean to hang up on him. I hope he...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rachel from Michigan. I know God orchestrated my encounter with Bradley Dean this past summer. His radio show instantly became my family's favorite. We are so thankful for his bold message bringing light to the issues we are facing. If you want the truth from a biblical and constitutional perspective, then you've come to the right place.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What the bad guys get away with. Isn't that a reflection of the American people? Let me say that again. Isn't it amazing that the bad guys get away with the bad guys get away with? Because the said good guys allow the bad guys to get away with it? How does that make the good guys, and the bad guys? Because the said good guys aren't doing what they should be doing, so that makes them just as bad as the bad guys. Right? And that goes back to if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Exactly. So you've taken on a communistic mindset that there's two-party systems in our government that continuously wars against each other when, in fact, they never lose. Nope, they don't. And again, let me remind you, the right upholds the Constitution. They are to do just that with their hand on the Bible. So is the left. So how is there a split down the center? Gosh. Embarrassing, Americans. Embarrassing. To say the least. And it's also interesting to note that everybody knows who the bad guys are. They can tell you exactly who's doing what. They know all the bad guys. As a matter of fact, we're still listening to, like, Judicial Watch talk about all the bad things that Hillary Clinton's doing. Just listen to Mark Levin. He's a controlled operative, by the way, making millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that listen to him. He's talking about how this indictment against Donald Trump and this, that, and the other thing. It's like, are you kidding me? This whole thing with Donald Trump right now, friends, is nothing but a deflection about it. Look at the timing of this, friends. Matter of fact, only one person caught this that I seen of across the country, and I high-five her. I want you to see this. Trump indictment timing is a cover-up of the most serious charges ever leveled against the president. Not against him, against Joe Biden. Do you understand Isaiah 5:20? They mean to put darkness for light and light for darkness. They mean to put the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. They mean to make it bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. This is what communists do. Donald Trump right now is nothing, friends. Nothing more than a distraction as to what's going on right now. Oh, and I know a lot of people think that Donald's the good guy. Did you see this video this week? Remember, President Trump is the most gay president ever. Oh, you know what? I better, for the sake of just sharing with everybody the truth of the matter. Check this out really quick. You got to listen to this. Listen to this. I'll just play a short piece of this. And this is a guy.
President Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history.
Yeah. Since we're talking about him.
My name is Rick Grinnell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member. As a United States senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances.
Look at how they play the game.
Be a security risk.
So
Joe must have been terrified.
Biden condemns it, and then he gets an office, and then advocates more than what he said he condemned.
The fact that I'm gay didn't even faze Donald Trump. Joe Biden certainly didn't congratulate the appointment or even acknowledge it.
Isn't this crazy?
But his silence.
And he sold, Donald Trump sold you as the good guy.
Trump has done more to advance the rights of gays and lesbians in 3 years than Joe Biden did in 40-plus years in Washington.
Right.
For four decades, Joe Biden has attacked.
A Christian LGBT advocates what God condemns, huh?
As a U.S. Senator,
you better rethink
Biden
that and reread your Bible, folks.
And the Defense of Marriage Act. Biden voted to cut off federal funds to any school that teaches acceptance of homosexuality. Biden said again and again that he was against marriage equality.
Senator, do you support gay marriage?
No.
Nobody's saying this until after Donald Trump left office, by the way.
Well, now that we've made progress, Joe Biden has changed his mind. I know firsthand that President Trump is the strongest ally that gay Americans have ever had.
He's absolutely right.
Donald Trump is the first president in American history to be pro-gay marriage from his first day in office.
Did you hear that, friends?
President Trump knew I was gay when he appointed me to one of the most prestigious and powerful ambassadorships in the world.
Did you hear that, friends?
As ambassador to Germany,
and Trump wants you to believe he's on your side. This is how you make America great again.
Barbaric Islamic
homophobic
Hezbollah and the Iranian regime that supports them. While President Trump was denying the homophobic regime money, the Obama-Biden team was giving them.
This was during the criminal incumbency of that of Donald Trump. So if you guys are sitting back thinking Donald's under attack right now, you're sadly mistaken. You are under attack. But Levin wants you to think that he's the victim. Nope. I think I shared this with you last week. We watch documentaries all the time. Did you know that Queen Elizabeth, you know what she used to do to get up her approval ratings amongst the people, her constituents, if you want to call them that, during her time on this planet? They used to fake assassination attempts over and over and over again. Every time her approval ratings were down, they said someone tried to kill her again, and then her approval ratings went up. See, they're not the victims. Gosh, Americans. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to pull Steve up from Minnesota. And before I pull you up, Steve, I need you to make it 2 minutes because I got to statistically show the people the responsibility of the older generation and how they've dropped the ball on the younger generation. So it's all yours, my friend. Do we got Steve? Oh, Steve. Oh, I don't know why it's doing that. Oh, it's refreshing itself. Hang on a second. I'll pull Steve up here in just a moment. Pulling up Steve. It's reloading right now, my friend. It's doing it all on its own. Here you go. All right. So we're going to take Steve. My goodness. Hey, Steve, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yep, it's all yours. That was my bad. The Congress just refreshed itself. It's all yours.
Well, I certainly approve of them assassinating her, but I won't go there any farther than that. But you know, I got frustration with this here, you know, because I'm trying to get people to come the next Saturday.
Yep.
And I said to the one of my friends, close friend, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm leaving on a fishing trip. And I said, well, aren't you getting back then? He's like, yeah, but we got a graduation after that. And I says, you know what? Don't complain about what they're doing to the kids.
Yep.
Don't complain. Things are going too well. Things are going too well. You're taxed too little. They're too. They aren't corrupt enough. Because if they were, you wouldn't go fishing. You'd do something about it. Everybody's sitting there saying, "Well, we're too busy." And you know, it's like I pray for the recession or recession. I pray for the tough times because. You know, it's kind of like making a drunk puke when he drinks too much.
Yep.
He needs to.
Yep.
And God needs to do that to us.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, Steve. These guys aren't going to be able to go fishing. They're not going to be able to go on vacation if they keep letting their government do the things that they're doing. They got their priorities completely backwards. Instead of doing what they should do, they do what they want to do before what they should do. And then when they don't have their country anymore, they're going to figure out their heirs. And then at that point, it's going to be too late. That's exactly right.
They go to hunting and they go to gun shows, but they don't go there and try to do anything to keep their gun rights. They aren't sitting at the
right.
gun shows recruiting new people
yep.
to protect their gun rights. They're just screwing around.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. I mean, that is a prime example of why we're in trouble today, and we see it all day long. And so, by the way, Steve is going to be one of the protesters on June 17th at the Buffalo Target from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the reason we're going for 3 hours, friends, is because we have radio at 2 o'clock. But prior to that, we're going to make sure that the county and the state knows that we're not putting up with corporate crimes, and we're also going to hold the employees accountable as well, because if the employees didn't do the corporate's biddings, none of this would happen, because the corporations wouldn't have anybody doing their biddings for them, okay? So don't just say you're doing your job. So June 17th, next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central at Target, we need you there. Steve, I'm just going to go ahead and give you the last moment here on the radio program, and sorry to the other callers, but I don't have time to take them, but it's all yours. Go for it.
Everybody quit looking for a hero. We're all sergeants now. We got to all train troops.
Amen.
We don't look for a hero, and we don't sit on our hind end saying Chump's going to come and save us. Chump's not going to save us. It's with a C and an H, not a T and an R. He isn't going to save us. He locked us down before. He'll do it again. It's time to save ourselves. We got to unite everybody. We got to have our tribe, like Pam Popper likes to say. It's all local. Everything's local now. It's time to do it ourselves.
Amen. You know, go ahead, Steve. I was just going to say, I talked to local enforcement, and I told them we're going to be out there, so I wanted to see where we could all stand. And I was actually told, good luck on your protest. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, you're supposed to enforce the law. Why are we not enforcing the law against what they're selling inside of these corporate stores today? So just to show you how far this is going, friends, we better set the record straight, as Steve is saying, because if we don't do it, we're not going to have anything left here for our kids, period. June 17th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you for the phone calls, and sorry for the ones I couldn't pick up. And I love when you guys make it your show. We love you by what we do. I'll talk to you in one day in 23 hours. See ya.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.